Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? So you're not part of the problem? I know you. Some of you really, you're tired of hearing it? Then do it. It really isn't that hard. It's not a big deal. In all sincerity. But like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, with everything going on, so you don't know what to believe. You don't know who to believe. Even the people you trusted on the right kind of out there right now. I mean, you heard today Matt Gaetz finally put the paperwork in, you know, to call to vacate the seat of you know, with Speaker McCarthy. And my question is, there's four people on that. Do they have the votes? Remember, because it's not just Republicans. They need the votes of Democrats as well. To vacate, I think, unless I'm really, really, really wrong on this one, I don't think it's a simple majority to vacate the seat. But even so, why now? Why this moment? He doesn't have support from all the Republicans. There's actually many of them that will just kind of giggle at him when it comes up for a vote, if it does. And I wish they'd stop doing this stuff to make us look like we're in more disarray than we actually are. Because you know it's exactly what people think. It's exactly where people are coming from, right? I don't know. Again, I wish we'd think this stuff through instead of doing what we do. And being knee-jerk to a big degree. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran's going to join me in a few minutes. Always enjoy her viewpoint of politics from a New England standpoint. You know that's different, right? I mean, seriously. They've got a whole, you know, think about it. Boston, New York, one of the first places this all went down, right? And talk to me about this. I mean, we're already, pardon the term, screwed with freedom. They don't want freedom there. They want you to have less freedom. You think about when the pilgrims came over, what have you. They were running away from religious persecution. No, they didn't want to be devout atheists. Remember that. And now Boston, proper especially, one of the hardest places to actually celebrate your religion. Right? Again, just amazing. And it ain't going to stop anytime soon. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you guys... Come on, I'm starting off with kind of lighthearted stuff, right? If you heard this guy before, after pulling a fire alarm in Congress, you got Representative Jamal Bowman. He's a Democrat out of New York. He got to, you know, he had to stick his foot deeper into it at this point. Right? He referred to his Republican colleagues as Nazis. But that was, he didn't do it with the guts, you know, having the spine to say it out loud. No. He put it in an internal memo. Right? They want to expel him from Congress. Part of the reason they want to get him gone is he can't tell the difference between a door handle and an emergency pull box. Right? Over the weekend, when they were jerking around with this, continuing resolution to fund the government for 45 days before they totally give in, and you know that's what's going to happen, he decided to slow it down, slow down the process, make things miserable over there, and pull the emergency button in the hallway. Now he's part of, I don't know if you guys know this, but he's part of that group called the Squad, you know, the lunatics on the left. That's what we should translate that for them. That might be known as the Squad to other people, but we should call them the lunatics on the left. Now he's being investigated by the Capitol Police. What he didn't realize was all the surveillance cameras there in the Capitol building, which apparently were all shut off the day of January 6th, but that's beside the point. He was seen on a surveillance video pulling a fire alarm, and he was in one of the three House of Representatives offices there, office buildings, I'm sorry. I don't know, but didn't think that the guards would be on vacation or something? He claimed he made a mistake. He was trying to open a locked door while rushing to cast his vote. So he wasn't paying, you know, I was in such a hurry. I was so focused on wanting to cast that vote. I didn't notice the big sign that said, emergency, don't push, alarm will go off. But it delayed the proceedings, right? They had to get everybody out and make sure the building was safe, then back in again. He said, I'm embarrassed to admit that I activated a fire alarm, mistakenly think it would open the door. It says alarm will go off. They all say that. He apologized for any confusion. I'm not buying. On Monday, Bowman's office circulated a memo to his Democrat colleagues. He urged them to defend him. Defend him over what? 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hey, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Kimberly Warren joins you right after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, host. It's a pleasure. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. That's what you need to be. You need to pay attention. You need to wake up, see what's going on around you, and say something. Many of you don't say anything, which I just find one of my biggest pet peeves as a school board member is when people call me and tell me about issues that they're having. I said, I need your help. I'll need this. I'll need that. I go, no. I don't want any retaliation. I'm not going to do anything. Well, what am I supposed to do? Go to a board meeting or go to my people and say, I heard through the grapevine, I heard through an anonymous phone call that there was an anonymous issue about an anonymous thing. No. You gotta have guts. You got to have the guts to go through with it. If there's enough of you, they can't retaliate. Seriously. And if you get the trustees behind you, it really becomes a problem or problematic. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her kicking the week off with me and this kind of stuff we talk about. I can't imagine you being a quiet mom.
No. I didn't have, there wasn't issues like this when my son was in school. I did have to go to college, his college campus one time and talk to them about something that happened. And I asked him, I asked the woman who I was talking to if it was a communist campus.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, no, I'm not quiet.
And by the way, I teach women how to shoot guns, so be nice to me.
I didn't then. I still lived in Massachusetts then.
Oh. Wow.
But I still said it.
We're going to get to this lunatic in a minute, though, but I don't know if you heard, Bill Clinton called in on a show over the weekend, and he was admonishing, for the Democrat mayors and what have you to get control of this situation. You know, illegal immigrants coming in, and there's too many of them, and you know, you got to step up, you got to do the right thing.
He shouldn't be talking to the mayors about that. He should be talking to Biden.
Yeah, you think Biden's going to listen to him? Because you know who's running Biden is Obama, and Obama can't stand the Clintons.
Right.
You know? So, and I love these guys. You know, when he came on the show, he was talking about how the immigration system is broken, and it needs to be fixed, and it's taking too long, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, you guys have had control of the Senate, the Congress, and the presidency. Oh, you know, quite a bit over the last 20 years. You couldn't make this happen? Seriously?
Nope. Because it's all intentional. Honestly, all of this is intentional. What they're doing right now, this is the Cloward. I know we've talked about this before. It's the Cloward Piven strategy. Break down the social systems by overwhelming them. And they're not just doing it here. This is happening in countries around the world, at least. Yeah. You know, first world countries. But this is happening all over the world. And it's NGOs that are doing it. So this is actually happening everywhere. And it's intentional to screw us all.
Well, what I love about this is you saw the German prime minister. You saw a few of these countries now pushing back.
Yeah, finally. It's a little late.
Yeah. Hey, I'd rather know that they finally woke up. You know what I'm saying?
Did they, or is it just a show because it might be re-election or something? Because this has been going on in Germany, Sweden, all over Europe, and it's a little bit too late for what they've allowed to be created in their countries.
I will take anything at this point to them dropping to their knees and raising their hands and surrender. I don't care, whatever. You know,
right.
You got the Italian, she is all over this stuff.
Well, she's different. She was voted in partially for this reason.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's a different. You know, if someone new is voted in, but if someone that's been around forever is saying it now, they're full of it.
Yeah, I know. This stuff drives me nuts because we know what they're doing. We know what it's about.
Yeah.
And don't you love it when they catch up later on? Just like Eric Adams going, you know, oh, my God, we can't handle this. This is breaking us. We can't. And I'm thinking, you got 10,000 last month. Yeah, you know what?
Right.
I mean, you know, 500,000 people went through between Texas, New Mexico, and what have you. You got 10,000, and you're...
And you're a sanctuary city, dude, and you agree with that.
Yep.
So, you know, you only have yourself to blame.
Okay.
Yourself and your family.
I don't consider this like a monumental win, but I kind of do, right? Is you heard what happened today with the Trump in the Trump case today, right? Where the judge dismissed a whole bunch of charges because the statute of limitations had well run out on these things. The thing I love about it though is that here you have the DA, the one that was voted in. She knew this. They're going to have a field day. I hope if they're smart, they'll have a field day with this later on about how much money she wasted. She knew these things were had run out. She should have never brought charges on these things. Am I wrong?
Meanwhile, crime is running rampant in New York City. They have all these illegals that they have nowhere to put. The taxpayers are spending billions for them to stay in hotels and God only knows what else. Schools, food, everything. And this is what she's worried about.
Yep.
I mean, she just looks like a complete psychopath, so, as far as I'm concerned.
When the judge came out and
I saw what Trump, he did today.
I know. I saw the video today, which I thought was hilarious. When the judge came out though last week and he said that, you know, Trump had overvalued his properties, that the, you know, the Mar-a-Lago was what did he say? It was only worth $17 million. It wasn't worth what Trump said it was. I'm thinking to myself, I mean, this is so, we got to this point, this is so blatantly obvious in your face.
Yeah.
I mean, the house sitting on a smaller property, a smaller lot, what is it? Well, one lot over, $22 million. How do you figure Mar-a-Lago's only worth 17? Where's the appraisers?
Again, Joe, they're doing this on purpose because they want Trump to be the candidate.
Okay.
And every time he goes to court, his poll numbers increase. Because
you think he can't win,
right? It is crap. Yeah.
But you think he cannot win?
Correct.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. There's people like me who will not forgive him for what he did to us during COVID. Will not. And I voted for him in 2020. Refused in 2016 because he really is a terrible person. Voted for him in 2020 because he did do good things. But then he keeps praising himself about his COVID thing and thinks he did a great job. And in reality, he really harmed millions and millions of people. And people died because he went along with what Fauci and that wacko scarf-wearing witch Burks wanted. He went along with that. He did not get other people on panels to weigh in and have differing opinions. There's a lot of people like that. I've talked to a lot of people like that. And then, of course, there's Democrats and never Republicans, whatever, never Trumpers. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break, because the new wrinkle you already know about is Robert Kennedy Jr. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge
Trump hater. The only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. This requirement was reinstated on Sunday. In June, the Supreme Court thwarted a policy aiming to forgive $20,000 in student debt for numerous borrowers. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, is conducting this test to ensure these systems remain effective for warning the public about a national emergency. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Listen, Ball, I got her all wound up. Let me bring her back on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time and her insight on what's going on in the political world. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi.
Oh, God. We got that conversation during the break, and I forgot what I was going to ask you when we came back.
Ha ha. We didn't finish ever talking about that scumbag Bowman.
Oh, yeah, we can finish that one. That one deserves finishing.
Right? I just wanted to say real quick a couple of things that people aren't aware of. This is why I hate the media, because they don't tell all these other bits of information that you find out. Number one, the guy didn't press the door like it was first reported or like he first stated. He literally, and it's on video and there's photos of it, pulled a thing that says fire alarm, whatever. So that's what he did, right? It wasn't a door he opened, number one. Number two, this guy was a principal at a school. He knows what happens when you pull the fire alarm. In fact, students can get expelled for that. Number three, that internal memo that you talked about that went out and he said something about Nazis. On Twitter, he apologized and said, I did not see the memo before it went out. Something about shouldn't use the word Nazis. In March of 2023, he's got a tweet calling people Nazis. Republicans, conservatives, whatever. So I'm like, this guy just lies from the minute he opens his mouth till the minute he shuts it, and then he probably thinks lies when he's not talking. This is the kind of stuff that people just don't know because they're not.
Oh, come on. They don't care to know. They've shut down most people because they don't know who to believe or not to believe. I got people who, you know, write me emails because of the show, and they're the same way. They're like, I don't know which, you know, Republican to believe or not believe. Look at the, what's his name, Gates?
He's an idiot.
Bingo. I mean, he has absolutely no support. I liken this as to when Republicans took over Congress to kill Obamacare, and I just laughed the whole time. You and I talked about it. I said, really? So you're going to have the majority vote to override Obama's veto, right? No problem?
Yeah.
They voted 62 times to repeal Obamacare. 62.
Yep.
What a waste of time and money, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Drives me out of my mind.
I think Matt Gaetz is a plant for the left or something, because he is really an idiot. A bunch of them are really idiots. Matt Gaetz. I said I think he's a plant for the left.
I think he's just an idiot. You know, you don't have to be a plant for the left if you're an idiot. Some people are just idiots.
That's true, but the left plays the long game. You know that. They're really good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but because seriously, if well, whatever. Anyway, no, I'm not there. I'm with you on that, but this guy pulling that alarm, I was telling people, I don't know if it's like that on the West Coast, but I remember the East Coast, you'd have these big signs on there saying, you know, alarms, I mean, this sets off an alarm, it unlocks the door, it does that. I mean, unless he just didn't read anything, which, I don't know, could be possible.
So, okay, so when I was 5 years old, I was in a dance recital, and my cousin and I, and my aunt, and my mother, and I'm not sure if there's anyone else, we went to, I think it was Howard Johnson's, after the recital was over for dinner, blah, 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 you know, celebrate, whatever. I think it was five. And we were playing, whatever, and there was a emergency exit on a door, and we wanted to see what would happen if we pushed it. Well, of course.
Oh, God.
We ran and hid under a table. But we were kids. We knew, even at that young age, something's going to happen if you press that. So don't tell me this stupid man is that stupid. He did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to slow the vote because they were about to pass it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he said that. He was trying to screw things up.
Yep.
You know, to see what he could. You know, that wasn't, ultimately, that was going to stop him. All it did was slow him down by a couple of hours. You know, whoopee dang.
But still,
right?
You know, it's like the Democrats are such scumbags. They will lie, cheat, steal, murder. They don't care. They really don't care.
Well, no.
As long as they have power.
Listen, at this point, I am starting to agree with some of these things. When I see what goes on, I see what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you sit there and go, my God, they hate this country so much they're doing it like right in front of your face. Now, the funniest thing about that guy pressing the wrong button or whatever, as he stated, the View was all over him. I mean, in a pot, and they were like, yeah, well, you know, you just start pressing buttons. You know, when you get in an elevator and you get nervous, you start pressing. Well, he wasn't on an elevator, you idiot. So,
oh, my God, they weren't.
They did.
They said that kind of dumb stuff. Lord.
You know, and Whoopi Goldberg, who's, you know, I don't know what, I think her IQ is down at 11 right now. I mean, think about her. She's sitting there going, well, you know, it happens. You know, as you get older, you know, you, sometimes you don't see it right, sometimes this, sometimes that. You hit the button going, okay, stop
this guy's not that old.
Stop it, you know?
Oh, my God. Like, don't, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
There's just literally no excuse for that. We've got to stop excusing stupid or bad behavior. You know, if somebody owns up to it and says, whoa, nope, I did it, like, on purpose, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, they're not going to. Democrats never do.
All right, so let's talk about the one you want to talk about. Emily's List president, soon to be previous president.
The resident from Maryland?
Yes.
Who's going to be a California senator now? Yeah.
Well, you know,
free representation for Californians. It's bad enough.
Well, she said she
Newsom.
Lived in California all of her life, but when they gave her the job at Emily's List as president, she felt she had to be there to be able to, you know, really make it into the office and work with people and that kind of stuff.
So he is still a resident of Maryland, and you registered to vote there.
Yep.
You were registered to vote there. So that's your choice, sweetheart.
Well, what's great about this, even better than great, Daryl Issendale is challenging it, legally challenging it, basically saying that, look, your Constitution, the California Constitution, is specific about this kind of thing.
Oh, so, it is?
Yeah, but you know as well as I do, they could give a crud less about laws and constitutions. You know that.
That's true. Well, they only care about laws that apply to other people, not to them.
Yep. Yeah.
So, interesting.
Yep.
It was so funny. I don't remember which. I think it might have been my senator, because I have all idiots as quote-unquote representatives. So, she's done more for women's fundamental rights, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, What are you talking about? Both you and her are against a woman's fundamental human right to self-defense. Both of you. And then another one said something about, again, more for women. And I'm like, well, how about all the women that she pushed, you know, for being aborted before they, future women, all the future women's lives she ended
right.
with her, you know, push
you know,
for
abortion. Talk about equity and fairness, right? They do it all the time. So when he was, Newsom was on a show and he was being interviewed and he said, look, you know, we just want to make sure that we get a replacement. The reason he said a black woman was because, you know, Kamala Harris is no longer in the Senate. We want to make sure that, you know, it's fair and equal and yada, yada, yada. And I'm going, wait a minute. She moved from Senate to VP. I don't think not like she got thrown out of office or something. That's number
right.
one. Number two, this black woman is replacing a white woman. Right?
Yep.
And why not choose a white woman to finish it out? See, she was voted in.
Right.
So, you know, is this woman just a placeholder?
Well, Phil, she'd have to run for a re-election. I mean, she'd have to run for election. She even whenever Feinstein's term was up, she'd have to run.
Yeah, but her term was up at 24. So, yeah, you're right. She's got to run in 24 if she wants to stay in the seat.
Right. But you're in California.
I know.
So, you know.
Why do you do that?
Because eventually someday you
I'll send you two more bulldogs. We'll see how that works out for you.
Oh, my God. Please, no. I'll be dead.
But it's just, this blows all those conspiracy people who said that, you know, that he was going to win. He was going to put Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right?
I'm like, Kamala's not going to be demoted. That would be a demotion for her.
And none of us.
She wouldn't do that.
Not only that, they don't go through that. Everything they do has to be fast and easy. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? I know they're in it for the long game, but when they get that pitch, they're right there. Okay, this is how it's got to go down. It's got to go down quick.
Right. So people can blink and not even know what happened.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is what happens.
Yeah.
Which is why no one can ever. See, like, really know what's going on.
Yeah. This is disgusting. You think the mob was running this place? All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. People don't go far, a lot more. Well, listen, she's the first outwardly black LGBTQ lawmaker for the Golden State for the Senate. Goodbye. We'll be back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time with me, but love when Kimberly's on with me. Kimberly Warren joins me, as she does every week, to kind of to kick off the anti-nonsense. We got to come up with something. I mean, seriously.
I don't even know what to come up with the insanity that we're living in right now.
No. Look at everything. All the press around this woman, if you just tuned in, we're talking about Governor Newsom's or as I call it, Governor Nuisance's appointment to the Senate. And everything is all the little press releases I'm reading everywhere is that she is the only black woman serving in the U.S. Senate and a first openly LGBTQ+ lawmaker. I can't find anywhere in the press release that it says, and she is extremely qualified to be a senator.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I missed it, you know?
Have you seen Fetterman? That's a pretty low bar for being qualified to be a senator.
You know, I was totally surprised when Manchin and a few others came forward and go, okay, look, you know, let's not secure the border. Let's make sure everybody has a suit on, okay? But at least they came forward.
Right. Yeah. I mean, seriously, you really need to watch the movie Idiocracy.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
I'm living it. Why do I have to watch it?
Because he's just going to see what's coming. No,
he doesn't listen to the show, so I don't care. But my son was getting friendly with this girl. And I saw her, and I said, dude, go watch. Oh, God. Now, I knew that was going to happen. I was just thinking about it. What was that really crazy movie where the girl tries to keeps trying to kill the guy and the woman?
Was she cheat? Did he cheat? Was it the one with Michael Douglas?
Yeah, that's the one.
With the rabbit, when she wants to kill the rabbit, right? Or she does kill, oil the rabbit?
That was hilarious. I mean, not hilarious. That was very scary.
What movie? Well, yeah, she was insane. She was really, she did really good in that movie.
Yeah, but you know which one was, now we're bearing off, but you're too young to remember this one. Did you ever see that movie Play Misty for Me?
No.
Same basic idea, only it's a late night DJ. Remember back in the 60s, they always had the Love King, you know, on from like midnight to 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They played all the sleazy stuff. And those guys truly were sitting in a studio out in the middle of no man's land. And
yeah, they were.
Right. So this woman starts calling him and telling him how she listens to him every night, and he's such a turn on and this and that and the other thing. And then they run into each other, and then, you know, they have an encounter with each other. And then he comes home one night, and she's broken into his house, and she's cooking him dinner. And it just goes from there, and I'm saying, there's nothing new here.
It was Fatal Attraction. That was the movie.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. I knew you'd figure it out if I gave you enough time, if I just tap dance for a while.
I didn't figure it out. I Googled it.
Oh.
There was no, I wasn't going to think.
Come so on. What I was just thinking about how smart you were, and you blew it.
I did you not have useless things in my brain, usually? Or I try not to.
Ouch.
That's not true. Of course I do. did your son, like, meet someone that was, like, her?
I'm not going to go through it, because I'm, you know, just, I just said that to him. And I asked him the other day, I said, have you seen the movie? He goes, no, I'm not going to go watch the movie.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, but listen, when you see all the crazy stuff that girls and guys are doing today, when you see their mindset, how they feel about certain things, you're going, oh, my God, this is not unfathomable to think that there's more and more people out there like this. When you hear about, you know, girlfriends killing boyfriends, that one girl that was able to convince the one guy to kill himself over text messages.
Oh, my God. That was awful.
Yeah,
that was a kid, wasn't it?
But where are these kids? Where are they mentally? What are we doing that puts them in that position?
Sending them to public schools. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Like, let me see if I got this one. You couldn't control yourself. Got it.
I could not. I could not resist that one. How is it that there's so much more mental illness today than there was 20, 30, 40 years ago? And it's not just because people weren't talking about it. There was for years, but it just seems like everyone, especially young people, are overly mentally ill or self-described as mentally ill.
Well, you,
and
you,
I don't get
you
it.
You have a whole generation, first of all. I just went through one of these security seminar type of things and the effect of smartphones on young minds. Okay?
Bad, yeah.
Now, you can say all day long, I know some of these people are listening, I go, oh, here he goes again. It's not the smartphones. Actually, yes, it is, and I'll tell you why. It's a tool. It's like any other tool. It's like a drug, right? You know, no big deal. Have a little marijuana, not a big deal. Then you jump over to something else because your high isn't high enough. When you talk to some of these kids, it's exactly what they say. You know, it was the same high for 3 or 4 days. I was looking for a better high. Somebody said, add this, go get this, go do that.
Right.
It's the same thing with the smartphones. They just came out with a study, and it was the Journal of Medicine, Juvenile Journal, whatever it is, Journal of Medicine, and they said young kids that spend more than 2 hours on a smartphone, they have a problem working things out. Their logic skills go to crap. They really can't think things through. There's a stopping point when they're trying to... So it is directly connected to the phones. And then you get these parents out here that'll say, well, it doesn't affect me, so I don't believe that, and I'm not going to, you know. So you only want to believe the quote-unquote experts when it comes to COVID-19? Is that it? You only want to believe the experts when it comes to transgenderism? Nothing else matters?
Right. I saw something. I can't remember where I saw it, if it was like a community chat or where it was, and somebody's like, they lost their 2-year-old's iPad and they use it all the time. Has anyone found it? I'm like, your 2-year-old is on an iPad all the time? What is wrong with you? That, you know what? That probably does make a huge difference. I see people with their kids. I understand a little bit, but yeah, it's
well,
really
what's funny
bad.
Is they used to say to me, "But your mom, your mom's generation put you all in front of the TV set." Yeah, we watched Bozo the Clown. We watched Willie Whistle.
There was nothing infusing on the sidelines from some random scumbags on the internet telling us bad things or saying bad things. Yeah, we didn't accidentally see horrifying things. If we saw something horrifying on TV, it's because it was on television and it was something our parents were probably watching, which really was late at night and most of us should have been in bed.
Yep.
Like the, just like scary kind of shows. There was nothing horrifying back then.
Although we did watch that nasty, nasty man. What was his name? Mr. Rogers, when he sang that song, Boys Will Be Girls. Boys Will Be Boys and Girls Will Be Girls.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Some of those puppets were kind of horrifying.
Well, they were. Well, yeah. Okay.
Now they are. I didn't think it then, but now when I look at some of those puppets, I was like, oh my God, that's like frightening. No wonder I liked horror stuff when I was younger.
No, but it's, and after the, remember when the movie came out with him with Mr. Rogers and it was all, oh, look at what a great guy he was and how much he cared about kids. And then somebody found this clip of him singing on the show that girls were girls and boys were girls and boys were boys.
Oh, then they hated him.
Oh, all of a sudden he was Satan's third cousin, hated children, and he should have never been on the air. And it's like, are you guys for real? I mean, is this a drug? Did you not take your medication this morning? I mean, seriously.
This is that's how the left rolls. You know that. It's I don't even know how anybody deals. That's why a lot of people tune out, to be honest. They just can't deal. You know, people are trying to get by, you know, putting food on the table, paying their rent and their mortgage. God help us what oil is going to be. I just looked, I was going to get more oil now because I figured it's going to go up in price.
Oh, that's right. You guys use, people don't understand this, but you still use home heating oil, which is basically diesel fuel, in New England, right?
Yes. Well, I use propane and I use propane for cooking and my hot water. To heat my hot water, and I use oil for heat. So I only use heat a certain amount of times a year. It seems like forever, but I can't even get oil because it's at 75%, and they will only fill it if you need 100 gallons. And I'm like, oh, man, it's going to go up in price. I know it. Biden's still president.
Okay, get some 5-gallon buckets and start draining the thing, you know?
Oh, my God. Well, it's ridiculous. So, you know, people are worrying about all this stuff, right? God forbid. I was randomly looking at houses today, and, oh, my God, like, the interest rates are going to kill people. People are not going to be able to afford houses if they can even, you know, get through the corporations buying them.
Kimberly, the food here is up over 20% in the supermarkets on the average. You have mortgage rates of 7%. You have gasoline at $6.50 a gallon now. Okay. How a young couple, pseudo young couple or whatever, I don't know how they're ever going to make it. I don't know how they're going to come together and have a family.
I don't understand that. I don't understand how people with kids afford groceries. And I've been saying this for years because it's always, you know, if you have multiple kids, it's expensive. But now, today, oh, my God, I go in just for two of us, and it's ridiculous.
Yep. Me too. I find it amazing. All right. We got to go. Where do people find you?
GurnickRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Yeah. Or the local. I would imagine not too many good local pizza joints in New Hampshire. Anyway. We'll be back in a few minutes. Just one. Don't go far, people. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.